Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. It's funny how things don't always work out as you expect at times. Like getting on a bus and finding you have to offer the conductor a £5 note for a threepenny fare. You expect a terrible fuss, but instead he gives you change without a murmur. All in pennies and halfpennies. Yes, well, things aren't working out for Troutbridge either. They've just been to Gibraltar, and they imagine they're on their way home. But I think we'll find that they're not.
A starboard, ooh, about 10 degrees, Chief.
Starboard, ooh. About, have you been reading a good book or something, sir? What's that to the right hand up a bit, then?
Yes, it's just what I was wondering. In any case, I should have thought we were on course before.
Honestly, I give a perfectly simple navigation order, and we end up with a blooming inquest. Starboard about 10 degrees, Chief, if nobody objects.
Starboard about 10 degrees it is, sir.
Ah, that's better. Busybodies, some people are.
Miss Phillips, why alter course 10 degrees starboard now?
Well, the sun was in my eyes.
Oh, really?
You know what you used to done, sir? You used to bought yourself and anyone for tennis eye shade when we were in Gibraltar, sir.
No, I shouldn't mention Gibraltar, Chief. He hasn't got over the answer he got from one of the locals when he asked if the rock was lettered all through.
I did nothing of the sort.
What do they say, sir? Don't knock the rock.
Oh, ha, rather weakly ha.
It's the prospect of being on our way back to England, home, and a couple of bints I've got my peepers on.
Oh, yes, it'll be nice to taste a bit of real roast beef and Yorkshire pudding again.
Rather. Well, this is the old country when one's away from it. The green fields.
Big Ben having his little bong.
Yes, and the taxis and the big red buses.
Yes, it'll be good to get back.
Oh, I wonder if it's changed.
Oh, I doubt it.
No, probably not. Let's see, how long is it we've been away?
4 days.
What up, chap? Sorry to barge in, but I've been down in the wireless room and we've had rather a nasty signal.
Have we, Mr. Bates? Who from? Captain Poby?
Who else? I'm afraid we're not returning to Pompey after all. We're being sent on a greatly secret mission.
Oh, well, if that's the case... Oh! Ah! Oh! It's me leg! It's me leg! Take the wheel, somebody! Stretcher bearers! Over the arm of the hospital ship, there's a man to be taken off. Oh, my goodness, Pertwee's got the twinging screws.
Oh, shut up. We don't even know the secret mission is dangerous, yes?
I'm rather afraid it will be.
Don't! Oh, me arms! Me arms! I think I've got the creeping agonies as well now.
Pertwee, will you be quiet? You're coming with us.
But I can't, sir. What good is a man who's got the twinging screws and the creeping agonies, sir? I'll only be a burden to you, sir.
You have been for years. So now, pack it in and let's see what this mission is.
But it's inhumanical. That's what it is. Inhumanical. Here I am. Practically on the last spit of puff.
Shall I ask the medical officer to give you a dose of that medicine he's always giving everybody?
No, not like me, Tom. Not as bad as that, no. I've only just settled down from the last lot I had, eh? Patient quite recovered.
Splendid. Now, what's this mission, Mr. Bates?
To put about and sail for Casablanca, sir. Once there, we're to pick up an Interpol agent from Pepe Lamoco's cat, sir. There's a sort of code thing. We have to say, Madras curry, please, very hot. And then he'll know we are the chaps who are going to get him back to England.
You know, this could be jolly exciting. An old city of intrigue and all that.
Yeah, well, Bags Pertwee don't have to go walk us down the street of 1,000 ponds. I don't want an inflamed hooter as well as the twinging screws and the creaking agonies.
We'll try to avoid it. Right, when you're ready, Mr. Phillips, you might point us at Casablanca.
Parties, mister. Child and 42 wives to support.
Aye, sailor. You want jolly, warm postcard? Everyone a splendid old bag?
Get your official guide to the Casbah here, fully illustrated and lucky numbers on the back.
I say, Chess, what a fascinating place this is.
Yes, it has a sort of old-world eastern charm.
Yeah, and I think some of the charm is so old it's gone off.
Did you have any luck when you came down here earlier to find Pepe Lomoco's calf, Chief?
No, sir. No, I chatted several of the stallholders, but they all said that none of them even knew who Pepe Le Watts it was.
Let's see. Well, we shall just have to go on searching, I suppose.
Aye, mister. You buy lovely rug?
No, thank you.
Oh, but jolly splendid carpet. Beautiful quality. Specially imported from faraway places with jolly odd sounding monikers.
I say. They look pretty good, you know.
No, I wouldn't if I was using it. Now, come away, Mr. Phillips, sir. Don't get
but
involved.
They're an absolute bargain,
No,
please.
No, they're not, sir. No, you don't know where they've been. Dirty boots trampling all over.
No, just a minute.
Now, I really think we ought to be moving on, sir.
I have lots and lots of other walloping good Wilton in splendidly part-worn condition.
No, I'm rather interested in this one. It looks a little familiar.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, I know. It's the same one as in your cabin, sir.
No, it isn't, sir. No, sir. It's a different shade in toilet.
Now, wait a minute. Mr. Phillips, look. There's a little hole cut out where my hot water pipe goes through.
Oh, yes. And there's that flattened out bit where your wardrobe has been standing.
Oh, look, I can see Pepe Le Doodahs now, sir. This way, gents.
Here's the grubby mark where I dropped the jam out of my donut last year. Pertwee, this is my carpet. How did it get on this stall?
Oh, sir, why ask me? I mean, is that you? I hope you're not suggesting that I'd stoop so low as to sell your carpet.
Oh, no. I sell number one carpet. But so far, no luck. Give Pertwee his cut as soon as...
Delta.
Yes, well, I'm sure there's been some misunderstanding. And when I get back to the ship, I shall find my carpet is still in my cabin. That's right, isn't it, Chief?
Aye, well, that depends on how long you're going to be away. Oh, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure it will be, sir. I hope.
Look, chaps, there's a man over there by that stall who looks as though he's been there since the year dot. He must know where Pepe's calf is, surely.
Greetings, gentlemen. You buy from old Nick's stall, yes? Footwear as sold to the crowned heads of many countries. Sandals to last one a lifetime. Mind you, a lifetime in the Casbah ain't so long, but at the price, who should worry?
No, thank you. We wondered if you could direct us to Pepe Lomoco's calf.
Oh, this old Nick humbly regrets he cannot oblige. Nobody knows the identity of Pepe Lomoco. It is unwritten rule of the Casbah. You like sandals instead?
No, thank you.
Just a minute, sir. They look jolly good, you know. A chap can't go on the beach wearing anything else but sandals, you know.
You go on the beach in sandals and nothing else, and the chap is going to end up in the nick.
Genuine reduction, please. Only 15 francs a pair. Any size, left or right hand foot.
15 francs for those things? Well, that's a bit steep.
If I may presume to intervene, I think I may be of some assistance. The name is Smith.
There's really no need to trouble you, Mr. Smith.
A pleasure. I'm used to these matters, having been out here in this misbegotten hole for many more years than I care to remember. One soon learns the local traditions, and the foremost of these is the art of bargaining. Ahmed here would be most insulted if you accepted his first price, I assure you.
I say, do you think you could get them a bit cheaper?
Ahmed?
Oh, yes, Mr. Smith.
You son of an unwanted beggar in a flea-bitten tent. How dare you offend these gentlemen with such stupidity? He offers 3 francs, and you're a robber if you accept.
3 francs? Mr. Smith is joking with Ahmed. A special offer for friends of Mr. Smith. 12 francs.
Profiteering son of an unnamed barbarian. 5 francs and not a dirham more.
I want no trouble with Mr. Smith. 10 francs.
6.
Make it 7.
9.
No, 10.
15.
20.
Sold.
By George, it works. Do you know, I might have actually paid... Now, just a minute. Just a minute, Ahmed. Could we do that last bit again?
Sorry about that, Mr. Smith. There are some people in this world one just can't help.
It is immaterial. Perhaps you would all like to have a drink with me sometime?
Oh, yes, please.
Don't be so eager.
We should very much like that, Mr. Smith.
I own a rather dubious sort of cafe where the rabble of at least 2 continents accumulate at one time or another. Not the rich, but an experience one may not easily forget.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'm thirsty after all.
Yeah, I say, you're not the chap who owns Pepe Le Moco's calf, are you?
Pepe Le Moco? Oh, you've heard of Pepe already, have you? No, I am most certainly not he. And none of us knows who Pepe is. We only know that he is the brains behind half the jewel robberies in Europe and a scoundrel who is probably only second to myself. Good morning, gentlemen. My car. Drop in any time. I hope the sandals fit.
Thanks. I think.
Ooh, he don't give you the creeping agonies. He gives you the agonizing creeps.
Yes, I didn't want to say anything, but I thought there was something a bit odd about him, you know?
How very observant of you, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, did you think so, sir? You know, it's the nicest thing that anyone's said to me all day.
Mr. Phillips, sir, before you float away on a fleecy white cloud of pride and wonder at the workings of Leslie's bonds, No. 1 didn't mean it, sir.
No?
No. It was a sarcastic metistical, sir.
Are you sure?
Mr. Phillips, that man was just about the most sinister man there is around here. And if you have a look round here, that's quite something.
Yes, yes, I suppose.
Let me look.
Ah, don't shoot!
Help me, Sir Andy!
Chief, put your hands down. Oh. Look where, Mr. Phillips?
Over there, sir. That must be it. Pepe Le Casbah's calf.
Good gracious, yes. Wonder if it is. Well, there's only one way to find out. We'll have to go in, give the code word. Madras curry, please. Very hot.
You would remember it.
Come on.
And when I say it, watch out. Anything might happen.
Here's another calf, chaps. This one may be it.
Well, who cares? But we for one is at it. We've been to 18 of them. Pepe Le Casbah's calf, Pepe Le Bazaar's calf, Pepe Le Sewer's place. Pepe Le High Street's dump. What happened?
None of them were Pepe Le Moco's.
No. And at every one we copped a plate of Madras curry very hot. Ooh. Jonesy's tum-tum is about 120 in the shade.
No, steady, gentlemen. We must persevere. Remember that somewhere in this devilish place there's a man hoping that we'll get him out of it.
Yes, sir.
Me.
Shut up.
No, in any case, I'm pretty confident that this calf will be the one.
Well, I'm blurred if I can see how you make that out, sir. This one isn't even called a Pepe Le something or other. It's Sam's Bar.
Yes, quite.
Now, watch it, Mr. Phillips, sir. I think this could be another of number one's dead audible.
Now, it's so simple, I wonder you hadn't spotted it. It may be called Sam. Because it belongs to that chap who wrote all those diaries.
What chap?
Samuel Pepys.
Sure. 18 plates of Madras curry, very hot, and then jokes like that for afters.
Well, I did try and warn you, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, come on, let's go in, and if this isn't the one, we'll give up until tomorrow.
Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to Sam's.
Oh, good evening.
I'm Sam, so make yourself at home. Your first drinks are on the house. Hey, boy, table for three, one of the best. I may join you for a drink later after the cabaret. Watch the dance by Shiriba, gentlemen. It is quite something.
Oh, we will.
In the meantime, I can recommend the Madras curry. It's very hot. Be seeing you.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Another dirty great dollop of red hot curtain curd. I'm going to have my tongue with an asbestos overcoat.
I say. Oh, I think it's going to be worth it. Have you seen her?
Oh,
oh, there's something about the East there, really.
Don't watch him, Chief. He may have one of his nasty turns.
I am watching him, sir, but what's he watching? That girl with the tray. Look. How about that? It must be a jolly tricky job. Why? Well, when she looks down, how can she see what's on the tray?
Oh, yes. She probably works from memory.
Cigarette. Chocolate. Turkish delight.
I don't think I feel very well.
Give him an iced water, Chief, over the bonds.
What's your name?
I am younger sister of Cigarette. They call me Fag End.
Oh, what a pretty name.
I suppose you don't by any chance know anyone with another pretty name, a man called Pepe Le Moco?
No, but nobody knows who is Pepe. He rules the Casbah, but we do not know who he is.
Oh, what a Pepe. I mean, pity.
What's that?
What do you mean?
What's going on?
Police way.
Happy to bounce diplomatic community.
Hey, mind where you're going. What's the idea?
A thousand pardons, monsieur. Pure accident.
You nearly knocked me over.
Please keep perfectly calm, my friend. There is, I assure you, no cause for alarm.
Mr. Smith, this isn't your bar, surely?
No, but the Casbah, one must circulate if one wishes to have one's ear to the ground. I fear we may be asked a few impertinent questions by my old friend, the inspector. May I suggest that you permit me to answer them? Gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to Inspector Henri Le Cheval, known affectionately as Harry the Hawk.
Charmed. Delighted.
Panic stricken.
I must apologize for any little inconveniences, but the lady seems to have mislaid some diamonds. So careless, but one must do what one can. One does have to satisfy one's chief that one has made every effort, you understand?
Oh, one understands all right.
One has a chief just like yours, actually.
A little cognac, Inspector?
Oh, how kind. I've already raided your cafe, of course.
I never doubted it for a moment.
Inspector, I suppose you don't know who Pepe Le Moco is?
I have my suspicions, naturally. There is only one person who could tell us for certain, and that is Pepe's girlfriend, Shiriba.
What, the one that does the dance here that's quite something?
The same. And it is. I hope the police whistles were sufficiently loud for her to hear and warn Pepe.
Just a minute. Don't you want to catch him?
With a few lousy diamonds? When I take Pepe, I want it to be big. He's a master, and as such, one must treat him with respect. No, I'll get Pepe one day when the time is right.
Who is it?
It's me, Shiriba.
Come in.
Sam, what's the inspector doing here?
So how should I know? Maybe he was thirsty again.
It's more than that, isn't it, Sam?
Maybe.
Well, what is it this time, Sam? Robbery? A little smuggling? Murder, perhaps.
Look, baby, I promise.
Sure you promised. You promised one hell of a lot of times, didn't you, Sam?
Well, it...
Your luck can't last much longer. The inspector knows you're Pepe. He's just waiting for the right moment, Sam. Make no mistake about that.
So let him wait.
I don't think he will, my darling. I'm frightened.
Look, Cherie, but tonight sees us in the clear. The inspector dropping in is a little inconvenient, sure, but this is it. What I make tonight will be laughing. As soon as I get rid of the stuff, I'll sell the cafe to Smith at a loss, knowing him. And then it's the first flight out of here for both of us. We can make a fresh start. It'll be a new life.
For both of us. If the inspector doesn't pick you up first, it might be. Look, Sam, quit now. Let's be sure. Let's get away now.
Oh, relax. The inspector is just guessing. Tell you what, Shereba. You go home, and as soon as everything is finished, I'll pick you up, and we'll go straight to the airport.
No. I want to know what it is this time.
It's nothing. It's just a few diamonds lost in transit, that's all.
I see. Well, that's it, Sam. You promised there'd be no more. Well, now I'm telling you there will be no more. Let's face it, you can't quit. You never will. There will always be just one more little job.
No. I mean... Look,
goodbye, look. Sam. One of us. As a fool, I think it's you.
It's Shereba!
1,000 pardons, Mr. Sam. Inspector here with search warrant.
Get lost, you crow.
Oh, no. Diamonds get lost very rapidly in pocket of sailor when I hear police whistle.
Good man. Beat it.
Excuse me for interrupting, Sam.
Well, the ever-present Mr. Smith. Well, I don't have the dime.
My dear chap, I didn't imagine you would have.
Of course, if you want to know where they are, I could tell you.
No, I never doubted it for one moment.
Getting them back is going to be a little more difficult. A waiter of mine accidentally bumped into some of the British Navy guests you were with.
I did wonder about that little accident, I must confess. A rather clumsy attempt, I thought.
Yeah, he's not one of my best men. He reported that the items you appear to have lost might possibly be on one of the naval men.
Perhaps Shereba could get them back without too much fuss. Otherwise, the inspector might not only make a slightly more thorough search, he might even take a closer look at your passport.
Yeah, and all this time I thought we were friends. Okay, Shereba is not quite as reliable as she was.
Oh, she's turned respectable.
Yeah, it could be. If I asked her to help, she'd turn us both in.
Then the little cigarette girl, perhaps. She's had my wristwatch 3 times this evening already.
Oh. I have warned her about that.
Forget it, my friend. I've had her bracelet 3 times as well. Accidents will happen.
Yeah.
Mr. Sam, are you busy?
Come in, Fagin. We might have a little job for you. Fagin, Mr. Smith and I have something very important on tonight. We think you can help us. Will you do it?
What's in it for Fagin?
An airplane trip with me, baby. This is the last job. We can fly out of here and make a fresh start. It'll be a new life, just the two of us.
You mean the three of us, don't you?
Shereba, I was only kidding, baby. I knew you were there.
Lost, Sam.
Oh, dear, I never could stand domestic squabbles. I think it might be better if I went down and dealt with this little matter myself.
I'll come with you. It's nearly time for my number anyway, and I think Sam has plenty to occupy his mind.
Help! Help! Pertwee's on fire! More ice water for John C.
Could we stop making such a row? We don't want to attract attention.
Yes, we do, sir. Fetch the brigade, Dad!
Dan, that reminds me, I want a word with that waiter when he does turn up. He bumped into me when the police arrived. It was jolly careless.
What was?
He dropped a load of ice in my pocket.
Loaded ice?
Yes, look. Oh, now that's jolly odd, isn't it? It hasn't melted.
Come on, let's have a closer.
Oh.
Well, good night, all. See you back at the ship. It's been a lovely evening.
Chief, what's the matter? It's only your pocket full of... Well, good night, Mr. Phillips.
Hey, what's wrong?
That's not ice, sir. It's not glittery pocket fluff either, sir. That's diamonds, sir. Put them away, quick.
Good evening again, my friend.
Good evening. Oh! Oh!
My apologies. Can I get anything for you?
No, thank you, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, and if you do, for Pete's sake, don't get us any more Madras curry very hot.
What was that? Madras curry.
Very hot.
At last. You were looking for an Interpol agent. If so, you found him.
We have.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Smith. What do you want us to do, Mr. Smith? Our ship's ready to sail.
I can't leave yet.
No, I was afraid of that.
Part of my assignment was to trap Pepe Le Moko, and I'm with an ace of doing it. However, I must have proof. You still have the dun?
Yes, please. I'm afraid.
Good. I'm going to give them to Shariba. She's good and mad at Sam just now, and I think Sam is Pepe Le Moko. If we can plant those diamonds on him, there will be enough proof that Sam is the fence, even for Inspector Chavin.
What do you mean, if we plant them? Leslie doesn't want any trouble either.
Well, neither does Stephen.
Charles, he never did.
I merely meant that Shariba is one of the few people who knows for certain who Pepe is. And in the mood she's in, I think she'll plant them on him.
Still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A chase of do or die.
I say, she's jolly well taking her time, isn't she? I haven't seen her plant those diamonds yet.
Just as well, neither you nor anyone else is supposed to.
But the only table she's been anywhere near is ours.
Bye.
Well, gentlemen, I trust you enjoyed the cabaret. Mr. Smith here probably fell asleep. He has very poor taste.
Possibly, but I'd like you to remain right where you are for a second. Inspector, the diamonds. If you search Sam, I think you'll find he's got them on him.
Oh, surely not.
Yeah, well, I hope this isn't going to take long. I have a date with my fiancée.
Ah, the delectable fag end.
You're a little out of date, Mr. Smith. I have put the fag end out. Sam and I have made it up. We're engaged.
Lummy, if they made it up, she could hardly plant it on him. I mean, she's going to plant it on somebody. Would anybody mind if I lay down for a moment?
I don't know what Sam's going to do to you for this, Smith. There is nothing on him.
Yeah, but there must be. It was all arranged. She was to plant the diamonds on Pepe Le Moko. If he hasn't got them, she must still have them.
No, I haven't. I planted them all right, and they're on this table. You say, Mr. Smith, that whoever has the diamonds must be Pepe Le Moko. Sam hasn't got them, so he's in the clear. Right.
Smart girl.
All you have to do now, Inspector, is to find the one who has got them. Sam and I won't bother to wait as we have to get to the airport.
We'll miss Sam in the Casbah. Now, gentlemen, if you'd be good enough to turn out your pocket.
What? Oh, now, wait a minute.
Your pocket.
Oh, come on, may as well. It'll be the quickest way of clearing things up. Now, all I've got, Inspector, is a packet of fags, a bunch of keys, and if... Who done it? Who gave John to the glittering eyes? I'm not Pepe Le Moko. I'm not even Pepe Le Moko. I don't want to start afresh in the nick. I don't want a new life in a nasty suit with arrows all over it. Help! Get Johnsy out the casbah. Over here, Perry Mason, you're working, lad. Over here.
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one. The inspector was played by Michael Bates, the waiter was Tenniel Evans, Sam was Ronnie Barker, Mr. Smith was Richard Caldicott, Fag End was Judy Cornwall, and Shariba was played by Heather Chasen. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.